You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM here on this Tuesday, January 30th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. Joining me today from the Care and Share is Tom Anderson and Carolina Alfonso. And how are you both doing today?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, ditto.
And so recently there was the Open Hearts, Open Doors dinner and a silent auction that took place very recently. How did that go?
It was amazing. It's much more than what we expected. You know, there was so many people came out and they were so generous in their support. We served, the Eagles served 180 meals. So we had a big turnout. We raised a little over $15,000 between our ticket sales and raffles and games and silent auctions. So it was a great turnout, a lot of support. The Eagles did a great job. Their prime rib and walleye was great. Their facility is really well done. I mean, they had everything we needed for the evening. And on top of that, they gave us a check for $500 to put towards the purchase of the van. So Eagles did a great job. The hall was decorated beautifully. One of our board members called out to the Crookston Inn and said, "We know you do weddings. Can we use some of your decorations?" And they just said, "Well, I'll tell you what, we'll decorate it for you." And it was beautiful. I mean, it had cloth tablecloths and streamers and all sorts of kind of...
It just added another level of elegance to the fundraiser. And we are so grateful for their opportunity to donate their time and their decorating skills to make this event such a success.
We also had Haley Ellis bring her Crookston High School concert orchestra. So they played during the dinner, and that was a really nice touch. We had Pastor Joel from Freedom Church do Say Grace, which I think set a tone for the evening that was really good. I think it turned out to be very amazing, and the support was fantastic.
Yeah, it's excellent to hear. And it was not just the dinner. There was a silent auction that took place as well, as there were multiple items that were up for the silent auction.
And we are just grateful to have so many businesses donate to the silent auction items, for those to be available, for them to have the generosity to give to such an organization. It was very humbling to watch, but also the support from the community. We had all different ages that were there and present, and the outcome, the turnout was amazing to see, and it was humbling to watch.
Yeah, it's that's great to hear about you know, the turnout too. It was nearly all the way full.
Yes, they could seat 192 and we sat 180. And this money that we raised was to buy a van. Presently, we basically use staff vehicles to do some of the things that need to be done, and that's just not really acceptable. So we needed a van. Basically, we have to make some trips over to the food shelf in East Grand Forks periodically, and special milk run or something available, and the cargo van can actually have a pallet in it. People call up and say, "Hey, we want to donate a bedroom dresser set, a bedroom set," but they can't get it to us. We can go pick it up. And then when residents leave the shelter and go into their own places, we can help people move in with donated stuff that we've gotten from the community. Hugo's, Walmart, they provide bakery items to us daily, and you know, to go over and pick that stuff up, a van is going to be really helpful instead of volunteers using their own vehicles. We may need to give somebody a ride over to Grand Forks to get a Social Security card, you know, because they can't really process other applications or without some identification.
This funding is just a huge added component to how Care and Share of Crookston is able to continue the support that is needed for all residents. And that continues with providing the ability to get them, even after they have are leaving Care and Share, to their new homes, with the ability to take from the donation room all of the beds and dressers that are required to create a new home for them. This will only add to the services that we can foster for all of those that are unhoused.
So this cargo van, it is quite significant to the Care and Share.
Oh, yeah. It will allow us to do some things that we can't do now. We're, like I say, not use staff vehicles. And there was one thing I did want to mention, is that if there's anybody out there who has a company or trades business who has a cargo van that they're thinking about trading in, well, maybe they would just soon get cash from the Care and Share and give us a deal. So kind of hoping that if there's anybody out there who wants to do that, that would be great for us. Also, if anybody wants to make any additional donations towards the purchase of the van, we've got like $23,000 right now. Tom Amy gave us $8,400. So we're at the $23,000 mark, and we'll see what we can buy for that. But if we could get a good deal, or somebody else wants to donate, we would be happy.
Quite staggering numbers from that single donation, and then also just from the money that was raised that night at the Open Hearts Open Doors dinner.
Yeah.
Where can people contact about if they have any information on the trade part of the for the cargo van?
They can contact the Care and Share directly, and that's the phone number is 218-281-2644. And also, Tom, do you want to leave your number?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's 218-207-8356.
And then if people want to donate for the cargo van, how can people do that?
They can actually send a check to the Care and Share at 220 East 3rd Street, Crookston, Minnesota, 56716, or they can mail in one or drop one off.
So a couple of different ways that people can get their check over to the Care and Share if... you know, obviously you guys are still taking donations for the cargo van, so good way to help out there. And then speaking of money, there was a grant for the two buildings that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah. The buildings that we have there, the school, the old elementary school, was built in 1932. And our Hope Center, which is the old rectory, was built in 1957. And the buildings need a lot of repair and upgrades. And so we talked to Deb Keel and Mark Johnson, and they both submitted a bill for just that, to do that, but it didn't pass. So, but the legislature did pass the Pathway Homes Act, where they had allocated $100 million for upgrading or rehabbing shelters statewide. And with the help of WIDSETH, we submitted a grant, and the state of Minnesota, through the Department of Human Services, awarded us $1,763,575 to rehab our buildings, which is huge.
Amazing.
It's huge. And so some of the stuff we want to do in the Hope Center, we're going to redo the roof, replace windows and doors, a boiler, hot water heater, new electrical panel, some new flooring, some shower tub units and toilets. And in the old school, we want to put in an elevator, have to replace electrical panel, boiler components, re-roof, do windows, doors, some flooring, and toilets. And we're really glad that we can put $1.7 million into our local economy. I mean, it's going to be a win-win for everybody.
And I think one of the most important aspects is allowing this renovation to create the Care and Share to be ADA accessible. And how that fosters into the organization is now that we are able to have people with disabilities able to be housed there. For a long time, they would have to climb 3 stairs to get to the men's dorm. This allows for us to serve more unhoused people. Another addition to the renovations grant is we are working closely with MHP, Minnesota Housing Projects, as well as we were given a CERTS grant to also accommodate for renovation costs. And in addition to all of those resources, we feel secure as we move forward in our renovation process.
So some pretty significant upgrades coming to the Care and Share, and that elevator caught my attention too, with the fact that you guys will be able to house really pretty much everyone.
Absolutely. Gives us a big stepping stone in not being able to decline people that are in need of warmth, security, and shelter.
So that's really great to hear. So when are those projects going to get started, and then when do you know, estimate those will be completed? I know it's a tough question, but.
Well, you know, we had to sign a contract with the state of Minnesota, and there are a lot of policies that we need to follow. And we're just kind of digging into that now. I think one of the first things we need to do is either identify a construction manager or a general. We need to create some documents that can be used for the bidding process. And, you know, Witseth has been very helpful to us so far, and so we're exploring, you know, the possibility of obtaining their assistance or somebody else. And again, that's a bidding process, supposedly. So, you know, I'd like to see a variance put in to ask for Witseth, but
The process will take quite a few years, but the beginning of it is really just getting a strategic plan in place in order for us, and that includes, you know, the ability to have all the certifications that we need in order to start this process. And also, like Tom said, is to be able to pinpoint a project or coordinator, that group that is willing to guide us through this whole process.
Actually, I think we have until 2028 to finish
the project. 5-year term.
Yeah, to finish the project.
All right. So we'll be keeping an eye out for the developments as they progress. And coming up pretty soon, it's going to be Giving Hearts Week.
Absolutely. So we are less than 2 weeks away from Giving Hearts. It was founded in 2008. Giving Hearts Day is a 24-hour event for charities in North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota. Each year, Giving Hearts Day provides a platform for charities to fund their mission through an ever-increasing community of donors, many of whom get to experience the joy of giving for the first time. The longest-running giving day in the country, Giving Hearts has helped participating charities raise more than $165 million since its founding. And you can go to givingheartsday.org and search for Care and Share of Crookston, Inc. to donate to our organization. Or you can mail in a check directly to Care and Share at 220 East 3rd Street, Crookston, Minnesota. And in the memo state that it's specific for Giving Hearts.
And again, when is Giving Hearts Week taking place? I know it's in the early part of February. But
so February 8th is the day.
Really exciting. It's coming up quick, isn't it?
It is.
And so that's been going on since 2008, you said?
Yes.
And what's the purpose of this day?
This day is to take the opportunity to allow for yourself to pick an organization, choose the passion that you have to help those that are less fortunate, and give to a cause that really hones deep within you.
That's excellent cause there that's coming up again. February 8th is when Giving Hearts Day is, and I'm sure the community is going to be amazing, as they were for the Open Hearts, Open Doors dinner. And just in the general scope of things, you guys are always accepting donations, not just cash donations, but also item donations, too.
Absolutely.
So what else is everything that the Care and Share is involved in? Because there's quite a bit that you guys do.
Well, we run a soup kitchen. We also have the New Hope Food Shelter.
Yeah, I guess I did a little presentation that night of the dinner, and I shared some numbers, and I think I got some feedback saying, well, gee, I didn't know this is what you guys did or to that amount. So a couple things are the Department of Human Services requires us to report the number of heads in the beds each night. And between the Hope Center and the Care and Share, we average 33 heads in the beds a night. That's 1,003 per month or 12,045 a year. Our soup kitchen serves hot lunch and suppers for residents and community members. That's 7 days a week. We're averaging 1,053 meals per month or 12,636 yearly. We also have the food shelf, and that is open on Mondays and Wednesdays from 1 to 4 and Friday from 3 to 6. On an average per month, we serve 343 family members and give out an average of 7,645 pounds per month, and that would be equal to 91,740 pounds of food a year we give away. We also have our donation room that Carlina mentioned earlier, and people from the community can come in and utilize these donations also. One or two other things I'd like to mention. One is that a number of churches in town have adopted a room in the Hope Center. That's where our families stay. We have four or five families staying there. And they basically bring the rooms up to snuff. It could be replacing floor, it could be painting, it's putting curtains in, sheets,
the blankets. Churches have really allocated an amount of generosity to each family. They bring in gift baskets specific for the families that are there. Their generosity and what they are able to provide has been amazing to see.
And I have a list of the churches: Trinity Lutheran Church, Our Lady of Sorrows Chapel, Our Savior's Lutheran Church, Nexus Church, Harvest Church, and the Cathedral of Immaculate Conception. One last thing I'd like to mention is that we also have an emergency assistance fund. Basically, it used to be called the Ministerial Fund, and the ministers decided, you know, instead of having people coming around to each church asking for something, that they would just give the Care and Share the money and then refer people down to the Care and Share. And we have in the past provided gas vouchers, bus tickets, housing application fees, deposit for housing, rent money, and utilities if required to maintain housing. So a lot of people aren't aware that people in the community can come to the Care and Share and access the Emergency Assistance Fund.
And also, in accordance to the emergency fund, this is really to help with people in the community who are getting eviction notices or disconnect for utilities. And that emergency fund also is really in need of donations as well, so that we could continue to provide those resources to the community.
Well, Tom and Carolina, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program. Any final thoughts that you guys have?
Well, I just, like we were talking about earlier, it's just amazing the support and the generosity that we get from this community. It just blows me away every once in a while.
And it allows us to take a step back and understand that, you know, we're in this organization, but it also is a reflection of how the community comes together so that we can complete Sister Justina's vision.
Well said. So thank you very much for both you, Tom and Carolina, for joining us on today's Valley Talk program. Congratulations on all the money raised, and I look forward to speaking with you guys later on down the road.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
for
you
having
very
us.
Much.
So that was Tom Anderson and Carolina Alfonso from the Crookston Care and Share on today's Valley Talk program.